I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Supreme Court of Canada ruled that Bill 5, the Better Local Government Act, which reduced Toronto City Councillors from 47 to 25, is constitutional, according to a recent report. It was a 5-4 decision, and it confirms that Toronto's current 25 wards will stand, based on the 2018 municipal election results. The ruling dismisses the City of Toronto's appeal, following Ontario Premier Doug Ford's decision to slash the number of wards in October 2018. Prior to Ford's decision, ward candidates seeking re-election filed for nomination in May 2018. This was based on the original 47-ward structure. According to a media statement from the city, it writes, quote, "The legislation was introduced without notice to the city, candidates, or electors. The city stated in its factum to the court on the constitutionality of the provincial legislation. It was directly solely at Toronto and no other municipality. The result was widespread disruption of the election and confusion among candidates and voters alike. The city's appeal raised questions about the charter's guarantee of freedom of expression, the scope of unwritten constitutional principles, and whether provincial electors are entitled to effective representation. The city submitted that a truly democratic election, at a minimum, and among other things, is free from significant mid-election interference and provides electors with the right to effective representation. The city also submitted that these basic democratic norms were trampled on by the government of Ontario when, without notice, it radically changed the city's ward structure in the middle of an election." End quote. Ford's decision was originally overturned by the Superior Court of Justice in 2018. Ford used the notwithstanding clause to introduce the bill, despite its ramifications on the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The notwithstanding clause allows a leader in power to override rulings and let parliament or provincial legislatures temporarily override certain portions of the charter. The clause is Section 33 in the charter. Ford is the first Ontario premier to use the notwithstanding clause. The decision was criticized by multiple Toronto politicians, including Mayor John Tory. Tory was a strong opponent against the seat reductions and the use of the notwithstanding clause. In a statement following the Supreme Court ruling, Tory writes, quote, "Today, the Supreme Court of Canada ruled in a 5-4 decision to dismiss the City of Toronto's appeal of the Government of Ontario's Bill 5, the Better Local Government Act 2018. I want to thank the Supreme Court of Canada for its careful and thorough consideration of the city's appeal. Only about 10% of cases that seek to leave appeal are granted each year, and I believe that and the disposition of the case itself demonstrate the importance of this matter. I disagreed with the way the province went about changing the size of the city council in the middle of the 2018 election, and as mayor, together with the city council, we have made that very clear all the way to our highest court. The City of Toronto and the Government of Ontario will continue our work together on responding to the COVID-19 pandemic and many other issues for the good of our city and our province. I am focused on responding to the pandemic so that we save as many lives as possible, continue to stop the spread of the virus, keep reopening our economy, and ensure we come back stronger than ever." End quote. Following Ford's bill, the 2018 Toronto municipal election saw several wards combined and realignments of communities to accommodate the reduced seat numbers. More details to follow. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.